he's made some really very serious allegations against both Ed Balls and Jim Knight, the schools minister, about the evidence they gave to the inquiry into what went wrong with the SATs last year. And he says they misled that inquiry. He even says that in one statement that Ed Balls made to Parliament, he misled Parliament as well. So, I mean, it's very strong stuff.
And in what way did, I mean, what did Ed Balls say that Ken Boston takes issue
Ed
with?
Ed Balls claimed in evidence to this inquiry, which was then recorded in this inquiry, that he and his officials repeatedly pressed Ken Boston and the Qualifications and Curriculum Authority on progress with the SATs. Ken Boston says that's just not true. Jim Knight claimed that there was a meeting that Ken Boston was at, which Ken Boston claims he never was at, and actually alleges that he made this meeting up. And Jim Knight's admitted that mistake and said it was just a mistake, nothing to read into it. But these kind of two key things were used to, Ken Boston says, portray him as complacent and beleaguered and like he wasn't coping with the situation. And Ken Boston puts his hands up. He says, I was responsible for an organisation that saw the collapse of the marking of 1.2 million papers. It is ultimately my responsibility, and he resigned for it. But what he's upset about was the portrait of him that was painted, he says, by ministers.
And he says that Lord Sutherland's inquiry was actually prevented by Ed Balls from investigating the government's role in the crisis.
The remit Lord Sutherland was given was to look at the role of the QCA and ETS, which is the private company, which is really at fault here. That was the company that said it could deliver the tests and completely failed. But it wasn't asked to look at the role of the DCSF. And he says that by setting the remit like that, you could never get to the heart of the problems. And he says that, in fact, for years he's been warning that this would happen. He said he nearly resigned in 2006 because ministers refused to take his advice to move SATs to an online marking system. Now, he says that had they done that, that would have prevented any kind of problems like this occurring. But ministers wouldn't do it because they were worried about what it would do to the results, because marking and setting the tests differently would mean you couldn't compare them with previous years. And that's all tied up in the ministers' targets and how they present Labour's record on education.